The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Hope you're doing well. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And folks, we have a terrific show for you. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You're going to need this to weigh in today. Poor Grace Baker. You guys kept her busy yesterday. She was out. 5 minutes after the show, she was napping. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. Our website is toddstarnes.com, and all sorts of great material, great stories for you to access there. So a lot is unfolding, a lot is developing, and I want to get right to the point. You know where all of this is going. I mean, we all know where this is going. We have this deep, this feeling inside of us, and it's just, it's overwhelming, it's oppressive at times. But we know that they're going to try to figure out some way to indict President Trump. That's ultimately what this is all about. It's not about the National Archives. It's not about J6. It could have been about a parking ticket. It doesn't really matter. They're trying to find a way to indict the former president of the United States. That's what they're trying to do. And President Trump knows this, and that's why he came out a few days ago. He did the interview with FoxNews.com. He also reached out through an intermediary to the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, and said, hey, look, the country is on fire. Do you sense that? Do you sense that the country is on fire? Because it's on fire, ladies and gentlemen. The country is burning. And President Trump, I think he has gauged the temperature of the country accurately. And people are fuming. Now, say what you will, and there's been a lot of stuff in the media, and they say, well, the greatest domestic terror threat is white supremacy. No, it's not. And there's no proof to back that up. Absolutely no proof. But they'll say that all of Trump's supporters are the folks that are out there causing all of this mayhem in America. Well, I will say this. If they indict this president, they will see mayhem. They will see true mayhem in America. Because I suspect if, in fact, they indict President Trump, there's no way anybody's going to be able to stop the MAGA mob. I don't think anybody's going to be able to do it. And President Trump understands this. That's why he's going out there, and he gave the interview with Fox News and saying, hey, look, you know, somebody needs to turn down the temperature here. What can I do to help? And that was the message he conveyed to the Attorney General Merrick Garland. I hope that the Attorney General listens, because people are raging. They are seething. And they see exactly what the federal government is doing here. I mean, folks, it is based on what happened yesterday with the Justice Department. I am of the opinion that this entire thing is a farce. And the only thing that needs to happen is for the Attorney General to resign in shame. Very clear to me, based on the behavior of the Justice Department, that it is time for the Attorney General to go. But I'm not sure the Democrats are going to let that happen. And you want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because if they do, Trump wins. That's why. Trump wins. Now, yesterday, the Justice Department came out and filed court papers. And this is really a shocking escalation of where we are right now. So if you go back just a few days ago, and this is going to, you got to work with me here for a moment. So a few days ago, when word of the warrant came out, what did the feds say? The feds came out and they said, well, you know, we're willing to release this, but it's really up to Donald Trump. So President Trump has to be willing to sign off on the release of the search warrants because everybody's wanting to see this. Everybody. The mainstream media. The conservative media, the ex-conservative media, every Republican, every conservative, we all want to see what the FBI was looking for. And by the way, these will be public records. So they said it's really up to President Trump. What they were trying to do is they were trying to goad President Trump. And in their minds, they thought Trump would say, no, we're not going to do that. But that's not what happened. Donald Trump said, I don't have a problem with this. Go ahead, release all of the, release the affidavits, release the search warrant, release the receipts of the contents that you guys confiscated. I don't have a problem with that. And the president's been saying that day after day after day since the raid happened. Well, yesterday, the Justice Department came out, and by the way, the mainstream media, they were going bonkers over this. They said, well, there's no way Trump is going to release all that information. There's no way the president's going to put himself in that sort of jeopardy. And he did. And then guess what happened? Yesterday, all of a sudden, the Justice Department, which has been all about transparency, came out and said, yeah, you know what? We've really thought about this, and yeah, we don't think it's a good idea. We just really don't think that's a good idea. We're just going to, forget about it. We're not going to release anything. We need to really keep all of this private. We need to keep all of this secret. Why do you think they did that, ladies and gentlemen? Why do you think the Justice Department, all of a sudden, slammed on the brakes and said, you know what? Yeah, we're not going down this path anymore. Why do you think they did that? Is it possible that the feds know their goose is cooked? Is it possible, just possible, that the deep state understands they made some tactical mistakes here? When you go back to 2016, you see the deep state through the FBI and other government agencies trying to take out this president. And it's almost been laughable with the fake FISA warrants and the phony dossiers and the allegations of the golden showers in Russia in the hotel rooms with the Russian sidewalk Sallys. I mean, it goes on and on and on. All of these allegations, the lawsuits, and Trump wins all the time. Every single time. It's sort of like if you remember the old school cartoon, The Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. President Trump is the Roadrunner. Everybody else, Wile E. Coyote. So President Trump put the ball right back in the Attorney General's court, and what do? They punted. And they've asked the judge to keep the warrant private. I think the reason why is because they know this is a political witch hunt, and whatever's on that document will prove it's a political witch hunt, that the raid had nothing to do with the National Archives, got nothing to do with J6. This has everything to do, because we know, by the way, from Benny Thompson, the chair of the J6 committee, that there are no criminal charges coming out of that against President Trump. There are none. So I believe that something else is going on here. And that something else is they're looking for something to indict this president. Because if they can indict this president, he will not be able to run for the White House again. And these people are terrified. They're terrified of Donald Trump. You know why they're terrified of Donald Trump? Because he delivered on his campaign promises. He made promises to we the people. He made promises to the MAGA world. He made promises to the America First community, and he delivered on those promises. He also stood up to the military-industrial complex of this nation, the one that's continuing to send young men and young women into battle where we don't need to be in battle. He also stood up to the mainstream media, and he showed the Republicans how to fight back against these little morons like little Jimmy Acosta over at CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Judge Joe Brown, thank you, sir. We always appreciate your kind words and your opinion. That's what I think is going on here. They want to stop Donald Trump no matter the cost. How does this end? Well, the left thinks it's going to end with his indictment. But quite frankly, if that happens, all bets are off. And I think we have a civil war in our hands. And we cannot go down that path. It is a very dangerous path. You know, Tucker Carlson was back. He's been out for a while, weighing in on this. Here's what he had to say, cut number 8.
Edge of something unprecedented and something awful. You could feel it. Even Donald Trump feels it. Maybe for the first time in his life, Donald Trump seems sincerely interested in lowering the temperature, not just for his own sake, but for the country's. He said that. He's never said anything like that. Maybe he doesn't mean it, but when has he ever said that? Let's all calm down a little, he said the other day. This isn't good. Yeah, he's right. It's not good, and not just for him, for all of us. This could get very bad, very fast. And the Biden people know that perfectly well. They know what could happen if they continue down this path of using law enforcement to cling to power. But they don't care because they're facing a repudiation from voters and they're desperate and they'll do anything. But at what cost? Pray they pull back before it's too late.
And the question is, will they do that? I don't think the Democrats will. I think they're willing to. I think the Democrats are willing to risk a civil war to take out Trump. But do you feel this sense of dread? It's there. I'm still hopeful, but there's a sense of dread. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We've got a great show for you, folks. Congressman Ronnie Jackson's going to be here in just a little while. We'll be checking in with him. Following the big primary battles, it's doomsday for Liz Cheney. We're going to keep you updated on that, as well as the big Alaska primary. Just a lot going on. This is the Todd Stern Show. Are you looking for a movie that celebrates the gift of life? Well, get ready for Lifemark, the new movie from the Kendrick Brothers and Kirk Cameron, opening in theaters everywhere September 9th. In Lifemark, David's comfortable world is turned upside down when his birth mother unexpectedly reaches out to him, longing to meet the 18-year-old son she's only held once. With the encouragement of his adopted parents, David embarks on a life-altering journey of discovery that leads to a staggering truth from his past. Inspired by a true story, Lifemark is a powerful reminder that one decision, one choice, can impact so much more than one life. Lifemark is pro-family, pro-love, pro-forgiveness, pro-reconciliation, and pro-new beginnings. So if you are too, make your plans to see Lifemark. See Lifemark in theaters nationwide beginning September 9th. And learn more about Lifemark and get your tickets today at LifemarkMovie.com. That's LifemarkMovie.com. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. We're getting to the phones in just a moment. But I want to bring to your attention a bit of fake news. This is always, it's an educational process here on the Todd Starnes Radio Program. You, as a news consumer, you've got to do your homework. You can't take things for granted in the mainstream media anymore. You just can't. It's a horrible time to be a journalist in America. because there are none, except for the ones we hire. And there are a few other places out there. Breitbart does a good job. Some sections of the Wall Street Journal do a decent job. Newsmax does a great job. So anyway, yesterday on this program, we told you that the FBI, they seized President Trump's passports. That is a huge deal. By the way, that is a civil rights violation. Mike Cernovich pointed this out on his Twitter feed. He says, seizing President Trump's passport is a big deal because it shows the warrant was overbroad and unlawful. The FBI outright stole whatever it wanted, like Nazi goons. We'll be curious if recording devices were planted. Yeah, we were raising those questions yesterday. We wanted to know what they planted, what they left behind at Mar-a-Lago. So anyway, it was, I mean, the President of the United States came out and said, hey, folks, they stole my passports. So then the Justice Department comes out and denies it. They said, no, never happened. We didn't do that. Well, these folks are not the brightest bulbs in the lamp over at FBI headquarters, because it turns out that they did. And the Trump campaign actually had the receipts. They've got the emails. And one of the emails, and I'm going to read this to you right now, we have learned that the filter agents seized three passports belonging to President Trump, two expired and one being his active diplomatic passport. We are returning them, and they will be ready for pickup at 2 p.m. today. I am traveling, but you can coordinate, blah, 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 blah. So there you go. The FBI caught in yet another lie. And what did Nora O'Donnell, the anchorette, the lady anchor over at CBS, what did she do? She put out a statement claiming that Trump lied about it, when in fact he did not. President Trump was the only person telling the truth. Once again, the mainstream media caught in a lie. And to this day, Nora O'Donnell, 24 hours later, has yet to apologize or retract her fake news. You say, why does this matter? It matters because they have been lying about Donald Trump from day one, and it keeps adding up, adding up, adding up. And yesterday we talked about this with Laura Ingraham from Fox News Channel, saying people are exhausted. The mainstream media, people like Nora O'Donnell, they just want to wear you down because they know you don't have a high tolerance level for this kind of stuff. So their thinking is, well, you know, if we can just lie about the guy, can we just make something up? I don't know. He likes to, you know, he has an, he's attracted to dolphins. Is there something that we can just throw and maybe that'll stick? And they've been doing that for years now. 5-6 years they've been doing that. Let's go to the phones here. Russ in Georgia, WDUN. Hey, Russ, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. You talked a few minutes ago about the Dems possibly pulling back. You know, this, you got to remember, this is the same party that in 1861 didn't pull back, and they plunged the country into 4 years of living hell. And it's the same party that gave us Jim Crow for 100-plus years. And frankly, I don't think they want to or are capable of pulling back. And they'll do everything in their power to try to make it look like conservative Christian Americans are causing the problem, when in fact it's them. It's concerning. And I tell you, I would be terrified if I didn't have faith in God, because he knows what's going on, and it's all headed in his direction. And my faith is in him. But it's challenging times, but it is exciting times we live in.
Oh, no doubt about that, Russ. And I'm just glad we're able to talk about these things on the radio. But I do. Go ahead.
We can still talk about it at the moment.
Yes.
I imagine there's millions of people out there who are refraining from posting their true opinions anywhere on the internet for concern that the FBI will come knocking on the door. And that's a terrible place to be nationally.
It is, but that's what they want you to feel, and that's the reason why the Democrats unleash the FBI on those moms and dads. And I've got more to say about that coming up after the break. There's a local angle to that. All right, gotta take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Do you feel like we're heading towards a breakup in America? We'll be right back.
Destroy the FBI. We must save America.
Whatever happened to the Republican Party backing the blue?
This is coming
Steve,
from
the top. Steve, who went rogue? They were following a search warrant. Nuclear weapons. We don't know if there are weapons, but if that is true, and they were just in the basement of Mar-a-Lago, that's kind of a big deal.
Well, certainly.
It will allow Medicare to negotiate lower prescription drug prices. And I, you know, if you are on a fixed income, if you're older, you love that, regardless of your political party.
You love how it sounds.
Deeply, deeply concerned about the politicization of the FBI and Biden's DOJ.
Well, of course, the FBI director was appointed by Donald Trump, the former president. But, Congresswoman, and just out of curiosity, are you wearing Bermuda shorts right now?
So that's Steve Doocy. Bermuda shorts. I don't understand that. Steve Doocy from Fox and Friends. And I don't. It's really disappointing to see Doocy going down this path where he was once probably one of the more conservative people on Fox News Channel. I don't know what happened, but he's sitting there on the curvy couch. I do realize though that he is on the left side of the couch, so maybe something happened to him. There was some sort of a psychological thing going on, but Doocy is now in the anti-Trump camp. And I suspect he's not going to be the only one. There's a report out that the Murdoch brothers, Lachlan especially, hates Trump, and they're privately behind the scenes trying to figure out how to hurt him politically by using Fox News. But I'm curious. Every now and again, we ask these questions. I'm curious, have any of you just decided, you know what? Yeah, we don't want to watch Fox News anymore. What do you watch? If you're not watching Fox News, where are you getting your news? How are you getting your news? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Laura Ingraham yesterday on a podcast, and she seemed incredibly dejected and saying that people are exhausted and maybe, just maybe, it's time for somebody else to step in. Well, you know what? That's all well and good, but whoever it is, let's just say it's Ron DeSantis, they're going to do to Ron DeSantis what they did to Donald Trump. It's going to happen. It doesn't matter who the Republican nominee is. Let's take a listen.
I think you're right. And I think, again, I think people conflate Trump with people's overall sense of happiness in the country. I mean, Donald Trump's been a friend of mine for 25 years, and I'm always very open about this on my show, but we'll see whether that's what the country wants. I mean, what the country I think is so exhausted. They're exhausted by the battle, the constant battle, that they may believe that, well, maybe it's time to turn the page if we can get someone who has all Trump's policies, who's not Trump. Right. So the other concern, though, and I don't have a position on this one way or another, but the other problem is that it's really not about Trump. Right. This is about the views that Trump now brought to the fore for the Republican Party. They don't like his views. They don't like the fact that he called out the military for their failures, that he wanted us to pull out of Iraq and Afghanistan, that he wanted to treat China and our trade relationship with China in a much, it was smarter, but much different way than the globalists preferred. And they certainly didn't like the fact that he sent all those illegal immigrants back to Mexico that remain in Mexico.
I hope that Laura Ingraham is wrong here. I hope that you guys are not exhausted. I hope that you are in this for the long fight. No one said this was going to be easy. And by the way, some of the campaign data coming out, it's not looking good in the Senate. And I'll get to that in just a minute. But I'm curious, are you energized? Are you fired up? Are you ready to go and vote in the midterm elections? Are you ready to throw your support behind President Trump if he decides to run? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. And our website is toddstarns.com. There is a report out that the Republican senatorial campaign is pulling advertising dollars out of some key battleground states. Most importantly, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. Now, why are they doing that? Well, they're doing that because the polling data is showing them that those could be losses for the Republicans. And so they're taking that money, putting it somewhere else. But Dr. Oz is turning out to be a pretty darn lousy candidate. I told you so, America. That's the last time I'm going to say anything about that. But it's true. I tried to tell you. Okay, that's the second. I won't say it again. I promise. I don't want to rub it in. But the point is, we got some problems out there. We've got some really bad candidates running. And we're going to have to drag them across the finish line as best we can. But for the Senate Republicans to say, well, you know what, we're not. And by the way, the dollars are what matters. With the polls, yeah, they're subjective. But the money is not. And right now, the Democrats, as shocking as this is, the Democrats are raising more money than the Republicans are. Let's go to North Carolina, the talk station. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, how are you? So you were asking where we get our news from. So on April 6th, when DirecTV quit carrying One America News Network, I quit carrying them. And for $5 a month, you can stream them on any device you have. I also like to mention they have this little app that you can put on your phone called OAN Audio, which is free, and you can listen all. They're broadcasting over, over their, I guess now it's internet. It used to be satellite, but now it's internet. So One America News Network, and there's another one called RSBN, Right Side Broadcasting, and they also cover all the Trump rallies, start to finish. They don't broadcast live all day long, but you can go back and watch a lot of different. News programs and Trump rallies and things like that, and they're available. Both of them are available over the Roku, I guess Fire Stick too. I don't know how that works. At any rate, that's where I get mine from.
Jeff, that's good intel. I'm familiar with all of those platforms, and they do great work. I've appeared as a guest on several of those networks as well. By the way, Newsmax, ladies and gentlemen, has brought me on board, and I'll be anchoring a lot of their shows when a host are on vacation. So you'll be seeing more of me over on Newsmax TV, which I think is doing a great job. Chris Ruddy assembling an incredible team. A lot of the conservatives who used to work at Fox now working over at Newsmax, and they're making a go of it. And I'm excited to see that. And even shows like Greta, you know, Greta may not be my kind of a conservative, but that's okay. She's fair, she's balanced, and people need that. And so I don't have a problem with that. Jeff, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. The Republican Senate Campaign Committee from the New York Times, they have slashed television ad reservations in three critical battleground states for the fall. A likely sign of financial troubles headed into the peak of the 2022 midterm elections. The National Republican Senatorial Committee has cut more than $5 million in Pennsylvania, including reservations in the Philadelphia media market. Reservations in Wisconsin, in the Madison and Green Bay markets have been curtailed by more than $2 million, and in Arizona, all reservations for ads after September 30th have been cut in Phoenix and Tucson. The state's only two major media markets, that's about $2 million. As of midday Monday, around $10 million has been canceled. These are the Republicans. I'm telling you, folks, I said it again, didn't I, Grace? We need a jar. So every time I say I told you so, I can put a dollar in it.
You'll be buying me lunch soon.
This is unbelievable. The states where ad reservations have been canceled are home to three of the nation's most competitive Senate contests. The Republicans are saying this is not a big deal. No, this is a big deal. And why can't they come out and say that? If the Republicans don't have enough money, why don't they just come out and say, we need more money? I'd like to know what they've done with the money that's already been contributed. What are they doing? According to the Republicans, they say they're just simply moving money around and they're rebooking elsewhere, but they did not say where they were rebooking. So something's going on here, and one of the challenges is there is not a unified message. And I know that all politics is local, but in this particular election cycle, we need to have a unified message going into the midterms. And I would like to suggest that message should be about crime. I mean, there are plenty of other things that there are so many dumpster fires burning in America right now. But I think one of the biggest ones is crime. It's out of control. Look, in Memphis, Tennessee this morning, you had six people gunned down outside a hospital for crying out loud. It's insane out there. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. May I tell you about Life Change Tea? I love this delicious iced tea. It's amazing. It's natural. It's gentle. You can use it every day for optimum gut health. I drink it every day. It's the right combo, 12 herbs, comes in three delicious flavors, peppermint, pomegranate, natural. Life Change Tea has been around since 2007, made right here in the U.S. of A. You just keep it in your fridge. You drink a glass every day. It's summertime. I love to have some iced tea. And by the way, they're having a big summer sale. Buy three, get one free. All you have to do is go to our website, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use my discount code Todd10. You're going to get $10 off plus free shipping. That's over $50 in savings. Again, getthetea.com. Use the code Todd10.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Take you behind the scenes to a taping of an actual FBI recruiting commercial some months ago.
You got me, G-Man. Ladies and gentlemen, that was yesterday's FBI. Hi, I'm Jim Comey, head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Sure, we used to go get the bad guys, but I changed all that to help the FBI take on a more meaningful role here in Washington. Now, thanks to the leadership of President Obama, today's FBI is deeply engaged in political activism, like here in our Deep Throat Texting Division. I hate Trump more than you do, beautiful. Great job, Strzok. And our apology center is now second to none.
We are deeply
we
sorry.
We regret to
our
say
deepest sympathies
not
go out.
We are to
protocol. We promise to do
follow.
Better in
this
the future.
This was not our best
and
effort.
We promise to say.
Those guys have to be on the ball 24/7 because when... Will somebody please get the stupid say something phone?
They hung up, sir.
Yep, probably for the best. Now, where was I?
Oh, never mind. Let's take it from the top.
Join us the next time our secret hidden microphones take you behind the scenes.
And we always have to thank our great parody friend, the Prince of Parodies, Paul Shanklin. You used to hear his work all the time on the Rush Limbaugh Show, and we're so glad that he is hanging his hat with the Todd Stearns radio program these days. All right, good to have you back, ladies and gentlemen. We have a full show today. A lot of important guests coming by, including Congressman Ronnie Jackson. He'll be here in the next hour of the program. Got in trouble at the Whole Foods, Grace Baker. You know, we've got one in the neighborhood. And I haven't been, you know, I'm trying to eat a little healthier, and I wasn't really happy with the produce at the regular supermarket.
Fair enough.
So I thought, you know what, I'm going to go to the Whole Foods. I mean, that's what they're known for, you know, the high dollar lettuce and, you know, vegetables and all that kind of whatnot.
It's a very nice store, though.
It's a great store. So I'm driving there in the Cadillac, and I realize, oh wow, there is a parking spot up front.
Oh, and look, I thought, at that rock star.
I was very excited. I mean, it's a busy supermarket. A lot of people are shopping, and so I thought, well, maybe it's, you know, handicap parking.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these stores have like 75. You know, parking spots for the handicap.
I've noticed that.
And nobody's ever parked there, so the rest of us have to, you know, walk a couple of, you know, a quarter of a mile to the store.
How dare they make us walk?
So anyway, there wasn't a handicapped, sign. So I thought, oh, great. Well, I pull right in and to go about my business. And anyway, when I get out, some guy is just kind of giving me the evil eye. And he said, you're parking in a place reserved for electric cars, sir.
Was there a charging port? Right,
because
there?
I realize, you know, I'm turning around and looking, and I realize, holy crap, everybody shopping here has a Biden bumper sticker, and I'm like the only person without one.
Oh, did he feel left out?
No. I felt like it wasn't the odd man out. I was the right man out.
Sir, you need to park somewhere else.
Did he talk with a whisk?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe he had the flu.
What's wrong?
I don't know, he was.
Did
and
he have
was,
a mask on?
He did have a mask on.
There you go.
So that could have been it. And hair plugs.
You know, the mask will get like in your mouth and you're like. Pff, pff, pff.
Yeah, like little particles. Or,
you get
a
little hairball.
Thank you, Grace. So anyway, I'm like, I'm sorry, what do you want me to do here? And I told the guy, I said, I have a battery in my Cadillac. What do you?
That's not what I'm talking about.
So you needed to charge your phone.
So I was telling our friend Tim Van Horn about this. You know, he hosts the morning show on KWAM. And he said, what I should have done is taken that, you know, that little fake hose thing that's actually the plug that you plug into your electric car.
Sure.
It looks like, again, what is it with these? I just don't get it with the whole tree hugger community. You know, if they want the plants to look like meat, right? So, that's a plant burger. No, it's a bunch of plants shaped like meat.
It's a plant circle.
If you're not going to eat meat, don't eat meat. Why are you shaping your vegetables to look like the meat?
Because they want to be part of the club, but not eat the meat.
Oh, I love my cauliflower leg.
No, it's not a cauliflower leg. If you want to eat a chicken leg, eat a chicken leg. That's a cauliflower with a stem attached to it. Put some salad dressing on there, for God's sakes, man.
Hey, both take ranch.
You know, ranch can cover a lot of sins.
It really can, including cauliflower.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And broccoli.
It's definitely broccoli. Ugh. So anyway, Van Horn said, what you need to do, Stearns, is put that little fake gas hose into the car. It's a pretty good thought. Or better yet, maybe I just need to stop going to Whole Foods. It's like $30 for a head of lettuce. I mean, geez, hello, America. All right, kind of take a break. We'll be right back. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just checked, and I still have my passport with me. Grace on time, just throwing everything into a backpack and, trying to go mobile in the event the FBI comes after us. Hello, everybody. Hour two of the big show. Good to have you with us. By the way, President Trump once again proved right. The feds coming out yesterday said they did not take his passport. Nora O'Donnell from CBS News actually went out there and spewed the propaganda coming from the Justice Department. And then the Trump team, God love them, they presented the evidence, the emails from the feds who admitted they had taken the passport. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. It's such an honor to have with us Congressman Ronnie Jackson, longtime White House physician, now representing the good people down in the great state of Texas. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
Hey, Todd, thank you. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Congressman, I think a lot of people around this country are very angry. I know President Trump's been speaking to that. What is your sense of the mood in America?
Well, I'll tell you, Todd, in my district up in the Panhandle in North Texas, people are infuriated. They couldn't be any more angry right now. This is just insane. People think this is just so far over the line that it's just inconceivable. This is the kind of stuff, and you hear people in my district talk about it constantly, that we would expect from the Soviet Union or Communist China. This is crazy what's happening right now. And I think it's going to be hard for this country to come back from something like this. It really is. This is way over the top.
Congressman, we've been hearing a lot of concerns about the FBI, and by the way, this goes back generations, I mean just decades. The FBI has a very nasty history of going after people. We all know what they did to Martin Luther King Jr. I'm wondering, at what point do we reach that point in American history where we say, enough is enough, we got to dismantle this agency?
Well, this could be it. I mean, this really could be it. And, you see the left, they're getting on TV and they're talking about the rhetoric of the right. And, they've mentioned my tweets a few times because I've said, that the FBI has now become the enemy of the people. And they're saying, these people like Ronnie Jackson and his tweets are going to incite violence. And, so that's what they want us to think. They want us to, they want to label us as domestic terrorists because we're speaking out against something like this. This is the domestic terrorism, them weaponizing, the FBI and the IRS. And anything else that they have control over in the executive office of the presidency, they're weaponizing these agencies to come after regular Americans. And people are sick of it. And this may be the straw that breaks the camel's back, but we have to do something, because if we don't, they're just going to keep getting more and more corrupt, and they're going to get more and more of their people into these agencies, and we'll never get them back, and we'll always be under threat by these agencies. And if you don't think I'm right about this, look at the fact that they just authorized the funding for 87,000 armed IRS agents. And what they're going to do is politically vet those people over the next few years and get them embedded all throughout the IRS before there's an opportunity for us to get a new president in 2024. So if we do happen to elect a Republican, they'll still have control over that agency. And this is the kind of stuff that we have to stop. So, yeah, I think I would rather right now not have an FBI than to have the FBI that we have. And I say that, I will say that there are a lot of hardworking FBI agents out there that are on the lower levels that are doing the work, that are patriotic, hardworking law enforcement officers trying to do the right job. But the leadership is corrupt. It's as corrupt as it can be, and we've got to clean house.
And that may be that there are good and decent people within the FBI. I don't doubt that. But I will say this, Congressman, I think every person, every FBI agent who stepped foot on Mar-a-Lago, they need to be fired. I don't care who they are.
No, I agree with you. I mean, you had to, if you were on that detail and you were told you were going to do that, I would have said, you know what? I got COVID. I can't go this day. I'm not doing that. I will not cross that line. You know, I mean, but they should have just stood up and, you know, and obviously I'm just joking. They should have stood up and said, you know, that's, I can't do that. Right. And you're right. It's just, there's just, it's hard to back ourselves out of this.
I mean, President Trump, I think everybody understands where all of this is going, Congressman. I mean, they're moving us to a point where they're going to try and indict the President of the United States, Donald Trump. I think that's where we're going. And I am very fearful of what's going to happen if that comes true.
Well, I am too. I mean, there are people in my district right now are already on the border of, you know, bad things happening. They're so upset about this. But, you know, this was done for two reasons. It was done, number one, to make the American people think that Donald Trump is damaged goods and there's no way that you can consider him as a viable candidate for president of the United States. They're trying to undermine his ability to ever be president again. That's number one. Number two, they wanted everybody out there to look at what happened and say, if you don't think we can come after you, you better think again. Look what we just did to the former president. This is a threat. This was meant to threaten the American people. And I'm telling you, this is not the Soviet Union. This is not communist China. People in this country will not put up with this. Something's going to happen. We're going to reach a breaking point, and they're going to be responsible for something if they keep pushing this. And they have to figure out a way to make this right, because people are not going to forget about this.
Congressman Ronnie Jackson on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this afternoon. Congressman, the other big story, and there are just so many dumpster fires burning right now, but we have to keep it to two here. Is the border. I mean, you had a report over the weekend of over 2,200 illegals coming across the border in one day, in one sector, Congressman. We cannot sustain these numbers.
Todd, those are the ones that walk up and give themselves up to us. There's way more that are crossing the border that we don't know about, including terrorists from the Middle East. We have people on the terror watch list that are crossing the border on a regular basis now. This is a powder keg. Bad things are going to happen in this country because of the Biden administration and their policy on our southern border. It is an absolute national security issue. It's been one since day one of the Biden administration. They know about it. They're ignoring it. They're encouraging it with their policies. This is intentional on their part, and it is part of their overall plan to tear this country down, to burn it to the ground and start over. And I can't tell you what a burden it is on the state of Texas. I mean, we are paying tons of our Texas tax dollars to do the federal government's job. It is not the state of Texas' job to secure our border, our international border. That is the job of the federal government, and they are failing miserably. And as soon as we get the House back, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to propose a bill that we reimburse the state of Texas for every penny they've spent down there on the border doing the federal government's job. But in the meantime, we have to figure out how to stop this. We've been blowing the siren for a long time now, but this is intentional on the part of the Biden administration, but it is destroying our country.
I want to get your reaction, your take on the bus convoys. I think this was a stroke of genius, political genius for the governor to do that. And the reaction from the mayor of New York City and Washington, D.C., I mean, it's laughable, these people.
Oh, it's absolutely laughable, especially after they're mouthing off all this time about how they're sanctuary cities and how they welcome immigrants into their communities. Well, now you've got your opportunity. We're going to keep sending them up there. You can keep welcoming them. You can figure out what to do with them, right? They don't understand. We deal with 10 times that much on a regular basis. Like you said, they're complaining about several hundred people showing up in New York City, and we have thousands and thousands a day that are crossing our border in Texas that we deal with on a daily basis. It's just unbelievable that these liberal mayors and these liberal governors are speaking out about this.
All right, Congressman, today is primary day in places like Wyoming. Want to take a guess on who's going to win that race today?
Well, I think after today, it's going to be a big relief for Liz Cheney, because I think after today, Liz Cheney can forget about the people of Wyoming and start spending all of her time trying to tear down Donald Trump. But I forget, she's already doing that. So I think she's just going to have a lot of free time on her hands.
that's a fair point. There's a report out in the New York Times. They've noted that the Republican Senatorial Committee campaign is pulling some money from key races in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Arizona. How are things going out there for the Republicans heading into the midterms? What are you hearing?
Well, we're doing really good in the House right now. I honestly think we're going to get the House back in big fashion. I mean, it's not if we get the House back, it's what kind of number we get. I hope we get a lot. I think we're doing really well on the House side. The Senate side, I think they need some work, honestly. I think they're going to have to step it up. You know, I'm worried about that race in Pennsylvania. I'm worried about the race in Georgia. I think that, you know, we have to, you know, those candidates are really going to have to step it up as well. They're going to have to start raising a ton of money, because they're being outraised, and that's not uncommon that they're going to get outraised. But we have to, we cannot afford to lose seats that we already have, or we're not going to get the Senate back. So we have to get that seat in Pennsylvania, and we got to get one of these. We have to get this Georgia seat, and Arizona, obviously, if we could get that, that would be great. But I don't think things are going as well on the Senate side as the House side, but I think it's salvageable. I just think we have to take a round turn on this and regroup, and we have to approach it with a new sense of enthusiasm.
Why do you think that is?
Honestly, I don't know. I think, you know, I think the races are just so different. They're you know, statewide race is just way different than, you know, a regional race for a certain district. And so I've not run one of those races before. I know they're more challenging. I know they cost more money. But I think that our candidates, I think to some extent, you know, they're just going to have to, they're going to have to run. You know, someone told me when I ran, they said, drive it like you stole it. You know what I mean? And that's what they're going to have to do. They're just going to have to drive it like they stole it. Don't take anything for granted. Don't make any assumptions. You know, with regards to Oz, I don't care if you're a celebrity and you have a lot of name recognition. None of that counts. Just drive it like you stole it.
Embrace your inner Bo and Luke Duke in the general race.
That's right.
All right. I'm going to get in trouble with the woke crowd if I go further down that analogy. Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We really appreciate the great work you're doing down in that 13th Congressional District. And thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Congressman, thank you. Appreciate y'all's time.
Yes, sir. Congressman Ronnie Jackson. Good man right there. And there you have it. I did it again. Grace. All right. What is that, like $6 I owe you so far today?
At least a Chick-fil-A sandwich
worth. All right. I'll see what I can't do. So the congressman says, hey, look, people, House, we're good. Senate, not so good. Now, what's interesting is he raised the issue down in Georgia with Herschel Walker going up against Raphael Warnock, who has raised an insane amount of money. But Herschel Walker does have that name recognition. The question is that enough to push him over the finish line and give the Republicans a win and give them a Senate seat back in Georgia? But if, again, Ronnie Jackson mentioned Georgia and Pennsylvania, but the money is being pulled out of Wisconsin and also Arizona. So that tells me that the Senate, they're having some difficulties. And you heard me ask the congressman, what do you think it is? What do you think's causing this? Why the disconnect? And he couldn't answer. And I'm curious. I'm going to pose that question to you. Why is it that the Senate is in turmoil right now on the Republican side? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I would just throw this out as a theory. One word, turtle. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right. That's all right.
You know, that was probably one of Elvis's most famous songs, That's All Right, Mama. And it launched him into a phenomenal career. Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll. This is Elvis Week here in Memphis, and there are thousands of Elvis fans. And Grace, one of the things that I guess if you lived in New York City, this is the comparison. If you live in New York City, there's a pretty good chance you have never been to the Statue of Liberty.
Oh.
And if you have been born and raised in Memphis, there's a pretty good chance you've never been to Graceland.
I went one time and it was about a year ago. So lived here over 20 years and hadn't been.
Is that right? Well, it's, you know, and I hadn't been until we came back, and one of our staffers at the time was a huge Elvis fan. The guy was from Albania. And he said, we got to go to Graceland. We got to go to Graceland. So and it was a fascinating tour. I would recommend it for everybody.
It's a nice place. I liked it. I'm just not as big of an Elvis fanatic. So there were so many things. I'm like, I don't think I appreciate this.
So my dad palled around with Elvis's family. He and Elvis's cousins were all big buddies, and they played music together. My dad was, by day, just like Johnny Cash. I think Johnny Cash... was it Johnny or Elvis? I forget which one was an electrician, worked for an electrical company. But somebody will call to correct me on that. But anyway, my dad was an electrician for an elevator company here in the Memphis area. And then at nighttime, he and my mom, they met playing a USO show back during Vietnam. And they would go play the clubs. And I remember as a baby, they would bring me along. You know, this is back in the late 1960s. And they would put the little baby carriage thing behind the bar.
Wow.
And the bartender would babysit. I guess his mom and dad did
their...
I don't think that's legal nowadays.
Probably not.
But it was a heck... Yeah, I have... You know what? I will say this. I had no, you know, side effects from that. But by the time I was five, I could make a mean Baptist martini.
I'm sure you could.
I am just kidding. I'm just kidding. Sort of. So anyway, but Dad and his brother, my uncle Jerry, everybody used to just go to Graceland and they would hang out. They all lived in that neighborhood. At that time, it was not as developed commercially, so it was just a big, beautiful house in the, you know, sort of in the country. My dad has a great story, and there's a great picture of my uncle with Elvis at the gate with all of these screaming girls. And that's kind of a family legend. But Elvis Presley died today. That was the date, August the 16th. And I remember I was in the front yard, and the neighbor came running out screaming in our cul-de-sac. And she was weeping. And my mom came running out, and she said, "What happened?" She says, "Elvis died." And the reaction from people... I mean, there was this visceral reaction, this sense of great loss all over America, and just thousands and thousands of people. Jimmy Carter was president at the time, and he released a statement. There's video footage of police officers standing at attention and saluting as the funeral home director showed up to pull Elvis out of Graceland. Just a terribly sad story. He was a young guy. And, you know, a lot of people have seen the Elvis movie. Have you seen the new Elvis movie?
No, I haven't, but I want to. I've heard it's pretty good.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
It's mediocre.
It's good, but it's not the kind of movie I enjoy.
I
get what they were trying to do. The music is phenomenal. I've got the soundtrack, and it's spectacular.
Yeah.
The guy who plays Elvis is spot on.
I saw the clip.
Tom Hanks sucks. Wow. I don't know what he was trying to do.
Ouch.
But the portrayal of Tom Parker is a little weird. But anyway, we'll open it up if you have a good Elvis memory, Elvis story. There are thousands of people here remembering Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll, who, by the way, once sang on the radio station that I own now, KWAM. Got to take a break, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Grace Baker, I'm going to call an audible here. Here's the deal, folks. It is Elvis week here in Memphis, Tennessee, and we're going to throw out a trivia question, and if you get this correct, this is a tough question. We want to know, Elvis won, what, 3 Grammys? We want to know, what category did he win those Grammys in? Elvis Presley, 3 Grammys, what category? 844-747-8868. And we'll hook you up with a Todd Stern's Radio Show prize package. Hey, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congresswoman Debbie Lesko from the great state of Arizona. Congresswoman, I got to ask you, were you a big Elvis fan back in the day?
Well, I sure liked his music. I went to Graceland, and that was really cool a number of years ago. And so he was certainly a great singer and a great entertainer.
Is that so? You did the whole Graceland tour?
I did. This was a number of years ago, but I went there and saw the whole thing, saw his plane, which is there at Graceland. And so, yeah, I went.
The Lisa Marie.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, the Lisa Marie. That's what they called the plane. I would not have taken you for a Graceland tour, lady. That's pretty awesome, though.
Of course.
We were telling people, you know, that Elvis really was a patriot, and he was a big fan of Nixon. And, of course, that great story of Elvis going to the White House because he wanted to be deputized as an honorary, government agent or something.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It was a great movie.
Too.
All right. Sorry, Congress. It's all Elvis all the time here in Memphis this week. Let's talk about what's happening in your state with the border crisis. We just had Congressman Ronnie Jackson on a few moments ago. He says things are looking really, really bad in Texas. How are things in Arizona?
Really, really bad. Ever since the Biden administration has taken over, it's gotten worse and worse every single day. I got off the phone with a county supervisor, Jonathan Lines, in Yuma, Arizona this morning, and I wanted an update on the governor's executive order to try to finish at least one of the gaps in the border fence with a double-decker shipping containers with razor wire on the top. And so they've gotten a lot of it done. They're trying to close 1,000 foot gap. They're waiting on more shipping containers to complete it. He sent me a couple pictures, but I asked them because on the you know, mainstream media here in Arizona, they always try to help Democrat Senator Mark Kelly, right? And so they had reported, oh, that Mark Kelly convinced the Biden administration to close one of the border wall gaps along the Morales Dam in Yuma. And I asked this county supervisor who's on the ground in Yuma, and he said, they've been telling us that since April. Nothing has happened. And that's why Governor Ducey, the Arizona governor, went ahead and said, we can't wait any longer. There's like 1,000 people a day crossing just in this one area with a 1,000-foot opening. And it's unbelievable. But, you know, everything in this Biden administration is just, we're at a crisis in everything, a border crisis, a drug crisis because of open borders. Crime is up. Prices are up, gasoline prices. I can't think of one thing that's gone better under the Biden administration.
Congresswoman, the midterm elections coming up, and there is a report out there that the National Republican Senatorial Committee is cutting millions of dollars in advertising funds in a number of states, including Arizona. Congressman Jackson says he feels like the House is in good shape, but he's concerned about the Senate and whether or not the Republicans are going to be able to take control. What about you?
Well, I read the same article, and in the article it said, at least the National Republican Study Committee spokesperson said, they're just moving the money around to make it so that it's that they are not giving up on Arizona for sure. And I really think we can win this U.S. Senate seat. Mark Kelly just, again, has shown that he will vote with Schumer and Nancy Pelosi on this inflated tax and spending bill, hiring 87,000 new IRS agents to go after individuals. And he's going to have to address that. When he ran last time, he didn't have a record, right? He wasn't in. He was just, you know, an astronaut and that type of thing. But now he has a voting record, and he votes with Biden. And, you know, Biden's not very popular right now. And so I really think that we can win this seat. I think Blake Masters can win this seat. And I am certainly not giving up on winning the seat in Arizona or elsewhere. I think everyone is all in. I talked to a group of people, Republicans, last night, and they realized that our country is at a crossroads and everything's at stake. And everyone has to be hands on deck to get out the votes, get out the people to vote, and vote Republican.
Congresswoman Debbie Lesko is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line representing Arizona's 8th Congressional District. Of course, the big story consuming the news cycle this week, the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. And now we're understanding the feds do not want to have the search warrant released. You know, they were early on, Congresswoman. They're like, well, it's up to Trump. You know, if he wants it released, he'll have to say he wants it released. So President Trump comes out and says, I want it released. And now the feds are saying, well, we really can't do that. What do you think is going on here?
Well, you know, I have to tell you that when I went into Congress, I was naive. And then I was on the Judiciary Committee during the first impeachment. And it really opened my eyes to how there are bad actors in the FBI and Department of Justice. And so now when they do a raid on a former sitting president of the United States, I'm very skeptical. I think we need the documentation released. It's puzzling to me that if things were so dire, that national security was so dire, that they waited all of this time to raid the president's home in Mar-a-Lago. This just smells like a political witch hunt. And, you know, 3 months before the election, this just, if it was a one-off and it just happened, you know, maybe I wouldn't be as skeptical, but they've been going after Trump from before he was the president, when he was a candidate for president. They're spying on him. We saw how an FBI lawyer falsified an email. And we've just seen one thing after another, and I'm sorry, I just don't trust them. And that's really sad. It is really sad that I can't even trust my own government.
It is sad, and we've got to fix it. We just have to, and that's why people have to get out of. They got to vote on Election Day, Congresswoman. They just got to do it.
I absolutely agree with you, because I am very concerned about our country. This is the reason that I do this job. I was concerned when I ran, you know, 4 years ago, and now I'm even more concerned. Now, in my opinion, the worst case scenario happened. We had a Democrat President Biden, a Democrat run Senate, and a Democrat run House. And look at what they have done in, what is it now, 18, 19 months since they have been in office. They are ruining our country. They're absolutely ruining our country, and it's just mind-blowing how fast they have done it. And it goes from everything from gas prices and grocery prices going up to people. There's a homelessness population that is just booming because people can't afford to live anymore. It is just a sad state of affairs. They're going after our kids, teaching them that if they feel like a boy and they're a girl, they can be. And it's just insanity what is going on. We have to stop it.
All right, Congresswoman, we're going to have to leave it right there. Always appreciate your great work and your great insight. As Elvis would say, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Congresswoman Debbie Lesko, Elvis fan and a great American patriot. Folks, I got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. A trivia question on the table. Elvis's Grammys. What category did the King of Rock and Roll win his Grammys in? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back, everybody. Let's go to the phones. Lisa in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Lisa, how are you today?
If I was any better, I'd be twins.
Ooh, that means you're doing pretty good.
Outstanding.
All right, Lisa, we're going to try to win you a prize. Here is the question, and this is a tricky question. The King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, he won Grammys, three Grammys. What category did he win those Grammys in?
Well, you know, it's amazing that it wasn't a Grammy in Rock and Roll. It was actually Grammys in the Gospel category.
Yeah, Lisa, you're right. He won those Grammys for gospel. And, you know, a lot of people may not realize this, but Elvis was, all of the moves, the gyrations, he learned that at the Pentecostal churches growing up in Mississippi and then in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yep, that's what I heard.
He wasn't a Baptist, I can tell you that. Baptists tried that, we'd throw out a hip or something. That would not be good. That would not be good. Well, Lisa, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold, and Grace Baker's going to pick up the phone, and we're going to send you a great prize as a way of saying thank you and congratulations for knowing the trivia question. I want to go to Gainesville, Georgia. Robert's on the line, WDUN. And, Robert, you've got a great or a weird Elvis story. Hope you're doing good, Robert. Tell us your story.
I'm doing well. Listen to you on WDUN and enjoy what you do. 45 years ago, it's hard to believe it was that long ago, but I worked at an AM/FM rock station in the Finger Lakes of New York State the day Elvis died, and we didn't have any Elvis songs.
Uh-oh.
And boy, I'll tell you, the people listening were just mortified that we didn't play, like, tribute songs. And one guy called up just as serious as a heart attack and threatened me.
Said, what?
Y'all better, you know, play an Elvis song. I'm like, we don't have any. And he was so angry, I went on the radio and I said, listen, if we had one, we would do it. You know, don't shoot me. But one more thing you need to know, if you go to the Nixon Library, I believe it's in Yorba Linda, California, you can see the gun that Elvis gave to President Nixon on display.
Did you know, Robert, they did a movie about that. Kevin Spacey played Nixon, and the guy who was the bad dude in Superman movie played Elvis, and I thought it was just a horrible portrayal. The movie itself was fascinating, and the movie was fascinating enough that you could somewhat overlook the horrible performance of the Elvis character. But it's just, I didn't realize that was actually a true story that, Elvis wanted to go and meet Nixon so he could become an agent.
Oh, yeah. It's on display. I've seen it.
Fascinating. And it took some coaxing, you know, but, you know, apparently after they sat down and spoke for a while, you know, Nixon said, hey, I like this guy. This guy's conservative.
Who didn't like Elvis?
Exactly. What a great story. All right, Robert, appreciate that. And thanks for the call. Thanks for the memory. Maybe you've got an Elvis memory. Do you remember what you were doing when Elvis died? A lot of people do. My mom knew. I mean, I still remember that moment when the neighbor came running out onto the front lawn on Charleston Cove in South Haven, Mississippi. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. So there is a bizarre story out of the University of Alabama. And it's weird because it's from Alabama and it's happening in Alabama. It's weirder because there was a dude who identifies as a girl who was trying to become a sorority sister.
OOTD, Bama Rush, day one convocation and open houses today. And this is what I'm wearing. So the skirt is from Lulu. It's the new pink edition. My shoes are Air Force, of course. My shirt is from Shein. It's the really, really cute one that's like, everything's going to be okay. And my jewelry is from all over the place. And yeah, and my hair and makeup is done by yours truly, so wish me luck.
Grace, you got to help me out here okay. with some of the lingo.
First of all, OOTD is outfit of the day.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was some sort of a medical issue.
Air Force Ones, it's the Nikes, the white ones everyone wears.
I don't like those shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
They're really comfortable. Anyway.
So anyway,
Lululemon, Shein is this like discount
is that the
company
Lulu,
in China.
Oh yeah, I've seen that Lulu. Is it what is it called?
I call it Lululemon.
Lululemon, yeah.
Lululemon.
So look, God bless the biological girls of the University of Alabama because they're not having any of that.
They said no thanks.
And I'm not sure. I know the guy. I mean, he's still got his dude name, and I mean, it's very confusing. When you see the video, he's not.
You know what's weird? It looks like
he's not a handsome woman.
He looks like he does his makeup more often, like has put more practice in it than I have.
Yeah, he needs a little bit more makeup. I'm just saying. Madonna from the Daily. So anyway, the guy didn't make it into any sororities. I thought that was sort of interesting. Madonna, this is from the Daily Wire. Madonna boasted about how good her 16-year-old son David looks wearing women's clothing, including her own. David was adopted by the Material Girl from Malawi in 2006 and in the past has been photographed wearing women's clothing. What is up with these women that are out there trying to get their sons to be women? Quote, he can put on any outfit and look swag as you know what, Madonna said. Oh, her real name is Louise Cicinoni. I had no idea. She was on Jimmy Fallon's show. Quote, it's really irritating. He wears my clothes and looks better in them than I do. He can even wear a dress and look butch. Really? Really? Is that true? Really? Men who wear dresses look butch? Like, I guess, toxic masculinity? I don't know about that. I don't know about that. So anyway, bizarre culture war stories. Also, United Methodist, apparently a couple of the massive mega churches, tens of thousands of United Methodists are leaving the denomination over the LGBT issue. And that's a big deal as well. Coming up, we're going to get into what Carrie Lake had to say about President Trump and Ron DeSantis. Grace, I'm going to be honest, I just had to Google it, so I wasn't familiar with that. I got to update the lingo. Hang tight if you're on the phones, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I don't want you to blow a gasket here, America, but I want to share this information with you. We've been following the developments out of Mar-a-Lago. So yesterday, President Trump said, hey, look, these Nazi thugs over at the FBI, my words, not his, these Nazi thugs over at the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago and they stole my three passports. And, of course, right away, the Justice Department said, that is not true. We do not have your passports. An insider at the Justice Department told CBS News they don't have the passports. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the new headline coming out just mere moments ago, the FBI is now returning the passports they took during the raid at Mar-a-Lago. Once again, exposing for all the world to see the double standards and the fake news coming out of the nation's capital. So there you go. What a mess. What a mess. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So glad to have you with us today. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we're going to be getting to the phones in just a moment. A lot of you folks wanting to weigh in on Elvis today, and I love that. So you can do that. But right now, I've got to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Very honored to have with us the executive director of the Border Sheriffs. His name is Clint McDonald. And, Clint, we're so happy to have you join the show today.
I'm glad to be here.
Clint, let's talk about the situation down there. I mean, how desperate is it for law enforcement trying to protect American citizens on our side of the border?
Well, it's extremely difficult right now. As I represent 33 sheriffs from San Diego, California, to Brownsville, Texas, who have counties on the international border with Mexico. And these sheriffs take an oath of office to protect lives and property of the constituents who vote them into office. And yet right now they're having to back up and help the Border Patrol at every turn, and spending their resources on the onslaught of people coming across this border that is just putting these sheriffs in a real bad situation. Since the 1st of 2021, we have picked up along this international border over 500 bodies of deceased immigrants who have come across that border, and one is too many.
Clint, we are hearing reports of, what, nearly 200,000 illegals in July that were either met at the border or maybe were able to escape into the interior of America just in July. We're talking about major city-sized groups of people coming into the country on a monthly basis, and these are the ones we know about.
Correct. That's the issue. As what Border Patrol calls gotaways, that we don't even know the number of those people. And those people are the ones that are bringing contraband into the United States that do not want to give up or get caught. So what happened on 9/11 is nothing to what can happen now, being that we've let all of these people into our country and have no idea who they are.
Clint, what's been your reaction when you see the mayor of New York City, a former cop, by the way, he was a member of the NYPD for a number of years, and he is enraged that the governor of Texas is sending busloads of illegals to his community. You know, it seems to me that they ought to be welcoming these people. I mean, New York City is a sanctuary city for illegals.
Well, they're now realizing what is happening to our communities along the border, who have spent all of their tax base trying to help these people who are getting dumped out on their streets after they get their promise to disappear notices from the immigration people, and they leave and they're back out on the streets committing crimes and doing what they need to do. If they're wanting to make all these people, our newcomers, the right to vote, then they should be happy that they're in these communities where that vote is important.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It makes no sense to me. And again, why is it that the border towns, and you represent a lot of sheriffs, a lot of law enforcement officers from all across the border, why should they be the only ones who have to suffer?
Well, they have forgotten the border region. Over 2,000 miles of international border with Mexico, and we have communities that cannot even provide for their own citizens because they're providing for these immigrants coming across that border. So it, when we hear how upset the people in these larger communities like New York are, they just know how we feel, because this is ridiculous. You should not be punished for where you live. And right now, because we have ranchers and people trying to make a living on the border, they're being punished by our government.
And it's not right. We have law-abiding, patriotic American taxpayers, and they're having to live in fear. But beyond that, I'm concerned, Clint, about the attacks on law enforcement, because these people, they're criminals. They are the first thing they do when they cross our sovereign border is break our laws, and I'm concerned about law enforcement.
Absolutely. We have seen over the years, this is my 37th year dealing with this on the border, and very seldom did we ever find anyone with a weapon on them, because those enhanced charges by Customs and Border Patrol when they were caught with a weapon. And now we're getting weapons seized every day. They're just wide open. They are a whole new breed of people coming across that border. And the cartels are using these people as money machines. And the humanitarian efforts of this administration, like I say, over 500 bodies already since this administration took office. And this is not a red issue, and it's not a blue issue. It's a red, white, and blue issue, and it's time that American people realize what's happening on our border.
Clint, it's great observations. We're going to leave it there. Clint McDonald, the executive director of the Border Sheriffs, and you can find more information about their incredible work and important work at bordersheriffs.us. Clint, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break now. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I tell you all the time about our great friends, our patriotic friends at Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. Patriot Mobile has incredible nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other carriers use. And, folks, they have a plan to fit any budget, along with great discounts for our veterans and first responder heroes. And switching to Patriot Mobile is incredibly easy. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. By the way, use my promo code Todd. They're going to give you a special discount and free premier activation. That's 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Todd. So can we talk about this Turning Point USA thing? Apparently, I'm not cool enough for the TPUSA crowd. I've heard the rumblings that they really, you know, because I do the speaking, you know, we've got tons of speaking engagements coming up, and we do a lot with Young America's Foundation, and then they have Turning Point USA. And, you know, they had the Bang Bang Girls a couple of years ago with, remember them? They were the scantily clad women who were firing money cannons into the crowd of screaming teenagers. And it's really interesting, Grace, and I'm bringing you intentionally into this conversation, mainly because I don't want to get in trouble all by myself.
Hey.
But it's interesting when you point out that a lot of the material that is happening and the way it's presented at places like Turning Point USA. If it was coming from a liberal perspective in a public school, those parents, those same parents and those same conservatives would be marching on the school.
That's true.
And it's funny because I was watching this Carrie Lake story, and I haven't really paid, I haven't jumped into it. And the reason why is the last Turning Point USA conference, there was some crazy stuff going down, crazy stuff that was being said. And I pointed out, I just asked a question. Is it really appropriate for teenagers to be hearing this kind of stuff?
Yeah, especially high school students.
And the only reason I ask that is because on this program, we hear from a lot of conservatives who are very angry about kids being exposed to inappropriate stuff in their public school classrooms.
Whether it be jokes or
and all ideology. All hell broke loose. I got so much hate mail from good church-going Christian ladies especially.
Yes!
You're just a prude.
No, they're like, oh, they're teaching them good things. I'm like, okay. Can they teach it in a slightly better way?
Well, again, it's, you know, and
like laugh a little.
So I've been following the Carrie Lake controversy.
Oh,
Jenna Ellis, Trump's former attorney, she jumped into it and she just called him out. She was like, what Carrie Lake, you know, let's play the Carrie Lake audio. And then Grace, you and I are going to have a conversation about this. This is what Carrie Lake said to teenagers at Turning Point USA.
I'm going to tell you a little bit. I just got to spend time with him. Love the guy. Fantastic. He is gutsy. The guy has bigger. Okay. Wait, let me think about how I want to word this. My staff always says, whatever you do, do not say balls. So I'm not going to say it. That guy has a backbone made of steel. I'll tell you what he's got. I don't know if you heard of this, but he's got BDE. Anybody know what that means? Ask your kids about it later. I call it big DeSantis energy. Right? He's got the same kind of BDE that President Trump has. And frankly, he has the same kind of BDE that we want all of our elected leaders to have.
Wait, all, including the female?
Well, so to speak. It's a figure of speech, I suppose. So you're going to have to Google it. We can't actually tell you what it is on the radio. We're not allowed to do that. But anyway, Jenna Ellis, here's what she got on the Twitter thing, and she said, am I the only young conservative who thinks this kind of rhetoric at a TPUSA event is grossly inappropriate? So
here's the thing.
She got attacked more from conservatives than she did from the left.
Fair enough. And here's the thing. When I hear her at the beginning, she's like, my staff told me I couldn't say this. She says, sorry, I'm not going to say it. She says it. And then she keeps going. It's like, you could have just said, he has big guts. Leave it at that. But she had to keep going. And it just got, just from a just general perspective, it kind of got cringier and cringier. Like, I was like, okay, it's kind of clever, but it's just kind of weird.
I'm just going to throw this out there. So you've got a group of high school kids, and they invite a Democrat to come in. Let's say Mayor Pete Buttigieg. And Mayor Pete Buttigieg. I don't know. The first name that popped into my mind. So Mayor Buttigieg. Well, he's not mayor anymore. He's Secretary Buttigieg. So Secretary Buttigieg is talking to the high school children, and he says that Joe Biden has, I don't know, a big, what did they call him? Backbone of steel.
Yeah.
And that he's got the BDE. Do you know
big
that?
Big Democrat energy.
There you go. Big Democrat energy. Thank you, Grace. Our phones would light up from conservatives enraged. How dare they? They're just children.
They're corrupting them.
How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah.
No, and they would do that.
How dare you?
I'm just telling you. But as long as it's done in a conservative environment, That's okay.
We have to laugh a little. That's what people have
No, that's what they say. Oh, you just don't have a sense of humor. All right.
Here's the thing. I'm not saying I've never heard of that term, but I kind of had to think about it for a minute. And like high schoolers, I know high schoolers hear all kinds of stuff. But you know, there's a few homeschooled high schoolers sitting in that crowd. You know, their conservative parents sent them off to this thing or whatever. And they hear something like that. They do go Google it and all kinds of other stuff pops up. Like, thanks a lot, Carrie Lake.
Among the reactions on Twitter, and people are weighing in on, I mean, it's crazy, though, because most of the attacks are coming from the right and the far right and the Christian far right, who say, you know, there's really nothing wrong with conservative politicians getting into the gutter like this, that it's perfectly okay, you know, because you got to lighten up. Someone said, OMG, ha, ha, ha. I love how she says very unpoliticanny things. I don't think that's a word. If this offends you, it's because you don't have it. Is this supposed to make her look bad? Because now I wish I was able to vote for her. It makes me want to vote DeSantis in 2024.
Well, here's the thing. Like, this isn't the first time we've heard something like a turning point thing. I mean, we've heard Ted Cruz in the past.
Well, I'm Ted Cruz, and my pronoun is kiss my ass.
Which is hilarious. But again, a bunch of high schoolers, I'm like, okay, maybe that was a little much. I don't know.
I'm
on the fence about that one. I'm like, eh. Maybe save it for the adult conference.
I really don't have an opinion because I am not cool enough to be able to do the TPUSA thing, according to the insiders over there. And that's okay, fine. John. But you know what? In all honesty, I'm glad they would. I understand why they would not invite me to the TPUSA thing, because I don't think I could get up there and do those kinds of speeches, you know, to kids.
I mean, you talk about Baptist martinis and geez, a little.
Well, no, I'd have to talk about, you know, getting wasted, you know, down at the, you
on
know,
the Baptist martinis.
Something like that. I don't know. It's all very confusing. I wish the people out there, and there are people on the far, far right, I wish they would explain to us, why is it okay for conservatives to do that, but it's not okay for the left to do that? I'm just curious. Maybe there's a legitimate explanation here that I'm just overlooking.
Maybe.
But I don't think so. You know what I think it is? And I'm just, it's a very simple explanation, actually. Very simple. It's called hypocrisy. That's what it is. It's okay for us to do it, but they can't do it. I'm just hypocrisy in my estimation. But what do I care? But if you're going to a TPUSA thing, mom, dad, you're sending your kid, I'd go along too. Yes, mom, dad, you need to go along. Educate yourself. 844-747-8868. BDE, huh? This is the Todd Stern Show. Clinton. No, I think Bill Clinton is LDE. Yeah, LDE. Yeah, little. Yeah. Just that's the rumors. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, Ricky points out on the Facebook live stream, a lot of action out there today. Turning Point Action is not the same as TPUSA. TP Action is a 501c4, not the same organization. All right. Well, thank you for clearing that up, Ricky. But, you know, Grace, I think we are so uncool that actually makes us cool. I mean, in the great scheme of things.
Possibly. So
James says, I love Todd. He's not in the big club. No. You know, we just tell it like it is. I really don't know any other way to do it.
It's okay.
You know what I mean? We're gonna tick off somebody. Just stick around for a few minutes.
Right, left, center, who knows?
That's it. Hey, we're going to go to Connor in Boston for a little bit later. Hang tight, Connor. Do not go anywhere. Connor is our favorite millennial, and he drives around Harvard Square and harasses the libs. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're so honored to have a good friend of this program, this show. Charles Thorngren is the chief executive officer at Legacy Precious Metals. This is where I buy my gold and silver, and they are just awesome people. Charles, hope you're doing good today.
I am doing great, Todd. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. We're sort of meandering our way through this political chaos right now, and we have been so focused on the political side, but Charles, the economic side is just as horrific, and people need to really, they should have already been preparing, but if they haven't, they need to start preparing, and that's why you guys are so important.
Oh, you know, that's true, and, you know, most people don't think about it, but the political side, it does definitely involve the financial side as well. And we're seeing that. I mean, these past 2 years, we're seeing what politics can do to the economy. So, you know, like the old saying, the best dated plant a tree is 100 years ago and then today. So when we're looking at what's coming and what we need to do, we need to keep that in mind. If we haven't done it yet, there's always time.
And we have a lot of younger listeners, Charles, young conservatives, that they're looking for those opportunities to start planning now for their financial future. What advice do you give the young people of our audience?
The best advice I can give is to get started, right? When you're younger, you have the benefit of time. And that's so important to your financial future. The amount of time you give yourself for that growth, to learn what you're doing, to make sure you set everything in motion so that you can live that life in retirement the way that you really want to. So the most important thing is to start. Say to yourself, it may not be the most amount of money, but I know what I do now is going to have big benefits for me later. Just understanding that concept is the biggest thing they can do.
And a lot of very well-known conservatives are huge supporters of legacy precious metals. Trish Regan, who's a regular on this program, Speaker Newt Gingrich, and yours truly, Todd Starnes. And I'm a proud owner of gold. And it was, I'll be honest with you, Charles, it was tough at first. I really hadn't thought about that. But once I jumped in and did the deep dive, it made perfect sense.
Yeah, and you know, that's what we hear a lot. And it really comes down to that, you know, gold and silver, precious metals, really aren't talked about in our society as a means of financial stability. We go to school and we get told, and your employer tells you, and they show you options you have, and none of it revolves around precious metals. So people have a mindset of what they're supposed to do. To some degree, we've been programmed to keep funding this machine that is Wall Street. And there's a reason for it. Wall Street works hand in hand with our government. So it's easy to understand why it doesn't make sense at first. But once, like you said, once you get in and you start looking and you start doing some research and you start to get some education on it, it all makes sense then, because you realize that the machine is one thing, but we have to look out for ourselves. You know, I've said it before, and it's something I firmly believe in. You know, the best way to make America strong is to make every individual in America strong. And that's how we do that. We step outside the box and say, this makes sense because it makes me stronger and thereby makes the country stronger.
You guys have a great free gold guide that makes it super simple for people that are interested. They want more information. Tell us a little bit about this gold guide and how folks can get a copy.
Yeah, really easy to get a copy. Give us a call. Go online. Go to our website. Request it. We'll send it to you in the email. And it gives you a really good basic breakdown of what metals are, which is important. You want to look at this and say, okay. And most people say, I don't even know what questions to ask, right? So you get the guide, you go through it, and it'll make sense for some things, and some things it may not yet. But that's why we invite you to call in and talk to one of our people here. They'll answer all your questions. They'll make it sound like English, not like some financial mumbo-jumbo, right? And more importantly, there's no pressure with us. We're here to educate people, to show them what options they have for their scenario, because we always want to take a person's individual scenario into consideration. That's how things work best, when a plan is developed for what you need. And that's what we really focus on here.
And look,
and this is why so many people do talk about us, because we make it simple, but we also make it personal.
Oh, I'm a huge fan. And folks, again, legacypminvestments.com Or you can just go to toddstearns.com, look at the very top of the page, you'll see the logo, and you can click on that, and it'll take you directly to Legacy Precious Metals. But yeah, and we're not in, I'm not in the fear-monger business here, but going back to 2008, a lot of people who were just invested in the markets, their retirement funds were nearly wiped out. But the people who had gold, what happened to those people?
They had that security. And that's, you know, it's a very telling time. And it's interesting you bring up 2008. You know, I've been in the industry a long time, and I received those calls of people who were, you know, 65, looking to retire, and they lost half of everything they had. And those calls were really hard because, you know, you have empathy for them, but there's nothing you can do after the fact, right? So we had to have those tough calls and those tough conversations and say, okay, I get it. You can't retire now, but let's do something now so that we have the stability. So as you get back on your feet, you have that account protected. That retirement is safe. There's security in it. And this is what gold is meant to do is, you know, we talk about the downturns and we talk about the negative aspects of what's going on in the market and the economy. We don't do that to create fear. The fear is already there. We all feel it whenever we open up our IRA accounts or we're planning our future. That fear is automatically there. What we do is take the fear away. We give you the means to not be afraid of that retirement, to not be afraid of downturns in the economy, because they happen. It's cylindrical. This is what happens. You have a government that spends the way that ours does. You create these problems. Whenever the government tries to control something, and the economy is one of those things, and we've seen it when they've got involved in medicine and Medicare, whenever they get involved to try to control things, bad things happen. So we get invested in metals to remove that fear because we know they're going to be involved in some way. But we, at that point, have a protection against it. We have that insurance.
Charles, we're going to have to leave it there. We're going to get you back. I just feel so passionately about this. And I saw family members that suffered in 2008. They had planned their entire lives. And they were really caught because of what happened with the markets. And I don't want that to happen to anybody else. And I really appreciate the fact that you guys make it so simple. It's not heavy-handed. You guys are there. And I thought you really described it so well when you said you're there to help people. And I really appreciate that.
This is what we do. And we appreciate you as well, Todd. Thank you.
All right. Charles Thorngren, ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Legacy Precious Metals. And I want you to go check it out. You know, you don't have to go buy anything right now. Just go and check it out. Start the education process. And especially young folks, you need to especially start now and prepare now. So, you know, 40, 50, 60 years from now, when you retire, you're going to be sitting pretty good. LegacyPMInvestments.com, LegacyPMInvestments.com, and you'll be able to get all that information. Okay, let's go to the phones. Connor in Boston. Connor, we got to get you invested in some gold and silver, man.
Oh, I'm down, especially with the way the Biden economy is. I got to invest right now.
It's nuts.
But I am going to tell you, first of all, when it comes to the comments that Carrie Lake made, he, number one, is, you know, you look at the hypocrisy in the media right now. If President Trump ever said something like that, he would be immediately criticized by the mainstream media. There's a hypocrisy there, and it's all because they weaponize the media, social media, anything like that, to take out their political opponent. It's honestly unbelievable. It's actually very frustrating sometimes. It's coming from the Republicans. It's coming from the Democrats. It's coming from everyone, quite frankly, to attack their opponents. It's just unacceptable.
Well, you know, there are, and even within the Republican, the conservative Republican circles, there are people out there who want, and I'm talking about these would be Trump conservatives. I mean, they are conservatives, they're supporters of the president, and yet they're out there, and they would say, you know what, we need to be pro-abortion in the Republican Party. We need to be pro-this. We need to be pro-that. And there is going to be a major push over the next several years to remove a lot of very key issues, culture war issues, from the Republican Party platform. And when that happens, I don't think it's going to go well for the GOP.
Nope, it won't. And one other thing, too, I'll tell you just while I have you. You mentioned earlier, you know, the Harvard and playing your show. Well, I, number one, played it at Harvard yesterday, and we got some folks to turn around. And today I was driving in Chelsea, and I played your podcast from yesterday in front of the FBI headquarters just to make it get a listen to that as well, too.
You don't have a tail on you right now, do you?
You know, I'm pretty sure I'm probably on some list somewhere, so I'm expecting them, but I've been expecting them for a while. So,
Connor from Boston. You're harassing the FBI. Oh, my word.
It's freedom of speech. You know, they need to hear this.
No,
they're liars.
They do need to hear it, Connor. I mean, yeah, you're right. They are liars. But, Connor, the broader message, and we've had several other people weigh in on this, the issue is they're doing this to silence your voice because they want you to be intimidated.
And Todd, the federal government and the FBI, they need to remember one thing. They need to remember who their big boss is, and that's the American taxpayer and the American people. It's not the other way around. So if we want to, you know, if they need to listen to our opinions, they need to listen to our voices, they're going to listen to it because at the end of the day, we run the show here.
Connor, well said. You let me know if the FBI comes a calling. Whatever you do, don't talk to them. Call your lawyer.
You got my bail money for me. I know.
Grace has a little. We're going to put a jar, so we'll have Connor's bail money. We got $6. I hope that's enough. Connor, thank you. Poor Connor.
Dang it, there goes my chicken sandwich.
But it's for a good cause.
Yes.
It's for a good cause, right, Grace? All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Please tell Laura Ingraham, no, I am not tired of what will be a long and difficult battle. Also, who do I listen to now that Fox has gone left? I listen to Newsmax and Todd Starnes. Keep up the good work, Todd.
Oh, I like that. We got to keep that one. Wow. By the way, those are what we call shout outs. And a lot of folks, they don't want to call into the show, but they will call and leave us a message. And you may hate my guts. You may like what we do here, but we would love for you to leave a shout out. How do you do that? Very simple. All you have to do is download our free app. And it's something that we've produced with the radio station I own, KWAM. So all you have to do, go to KWAM Radio, kwamradio.com, click on the app, and you'll be able to download it, or just whatever platform you normally download your apps with, you'll be able to get it there. And you can leave us a shout-out, and it's free of charge. All right. Big primaries tonight, Alaska, Wyoming. And, of course, we're going to be watching Liz Cheney, and it looks like Liz Cheney is going down in defeat tonight. Sarah Palin is seeking to make a comeback to be a member of Congress. This is a special congressional election, and we'll be waiting for those results to come out as well. Grace, you think Cheney's going down tonight?
I think so. I think she better go ahead and pack her bags.
You see, I'm trying to figure out, what do you do after you've spent so much time in Congress? What do you do? What's the next career path?
Take a vacation first.
Yeah.
I know we don't like her very much, but go take a vacation.
Maybe therapy.
She might need some therapy.
She really got triggered by Trump.
Yeah, and it was her downfall.
I hate
bitterness.
It. No, it angers me because I was a huge Cheney fan for years. And it's very unfortunate how all of this unfolded.
So sometimes the bitterness just consumes people.
I think there's a way, and there has to be a way to address her concerns. But that train's already left the station.
Yeah, she's on the crazy train. It's gone off the tracks.
It's sad. It's really sad. You think Palin's going to pull it off tonight?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
I think she's still very popular.
All right. They were asking that question on Fox. I'm not sure what the situation. You know, she was at Fox when I was there. She came on board as a, but then things didn't work out.
Oh.
We never. Yeah. I didn't ask any questions.
Okay.
I like Sarah Palin.
Okay.
So the question is, will she be coming to Congress? We're going to be covering this live on ToddStearns.com throughout the evening. as the results come in. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
I mean, this is just the practice round for November, in my opinion.
And the other question, Murkowski, how is she going to do in that primary? So if the Trump candidates win, we shall see.
He has a pretty good track record so far, so.
He has a great track record.
I mean, if you're a betting person.
But the question is, you know, will he be able to carry the Republicans to victory? And that's the question. Someone's sent me a note about Herschel Walker, and they say, Todd, we really love Herschel. We understand, you know, that he's probably not the sharpest tool in the shed, but he's better than Raphael Warnock. And that is a fair point. You people in Georgia have to go and vote for Herschel Walker. That's the Raphael Warnock is a pro-abortion communist, and you guys deserve better. So get out there. I know Herschel may not be the best candidate of the bunch, but he's better than what you got. Way better than what you got. All right, coming up tomorrow, we're working on a big radio roundtable, and we'll let you know who's going to be a part of that. I love those things. It's a lot of fun to talk to other radio hosts from around the country. We're going to do a breakdown of the primary races. Also, Thursday, mark this down. The judge is going to hear arguments on what to do with the unsealing of the Mar-a-Lago raid evidence. So it's going to be a busy week, folks. No doubt about it. Hey, ToddStearns.com. Check that out. Bookmark it. Download the podcast and the newsletter, and you be good, America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.